Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I pray to keep encouraging you to be with the Lord and in His Word, and knowing His Word, listening to His Word, and walking out in His Word. In Deuteronomy 29:9, this is how it reads, "Therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do." At this morning's meeting, we were talking about, it was mentioned, about Bible memory. And it was mentioned that, you know, when Joshua took over Moses' place, he was the one that was designated to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. One of the things that God made very, very clear to Joshua, he wasn't really doing this on his own, and it's the same clarity that we need to know as well. God is the one who is the leader. We are His servant, and He has given us His written word. This is beautiful that we don't have to sit and try to guess what it's all about. We don't at this point because we have His written word. And one, you know, even Joshua had the book of the law. It says, "In this book of the law must not depend, you know, on depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night, then you will be careful to do all that is written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." And here, before Joshua, it was Moses is telling the people, the Israelites, to keep the words of this covenant, to keep them. This is a lovely thing for me to remember. Yes, I definitely want to know what God's Word says. That's why I'm grateful that God has taught me the importance of going through the Bible again and again and keep going through it. It becomes familiar to me. The names are not foreign to me, even the background of who these people are. So I keep that word in my heart. I memorize some of the word so that even when I cannot even think, these things come up. They rise up in me as a reminder. But He also told them, He said, "Therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them." And this is why I'm so grateful to be a part of the new covenant, the covenant where Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. And because I have put my trust in Him, He has given me His Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in me. And, I don't know where I would be without that Spirit. Who teaches me and trains me and reminds me of what the Lord has told me. He can pick me up and move me forward. It reminds me even, that's why I like to even say those verses that Jesus spoke from Isaiah, where He said, you know, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor." And so Moses is saying here, "Therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do." Dear Father, so many books have been written about success and victory, but only one is really needed, and that is your word, your scripture, your Bible. And so as Christians, Father, I pray that we make the time all day, every day, to read, study, apply your word so that we can walk out in victory and so that we can have prosperous lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.